This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The globalist's great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
Listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I don't like to crash my tournament because I got a lot of work to do, and I like to listen to him walking around the office on my iPhone, plugged in my earpieces while I'm doing stuff. But I'm going to be out here in 15 minutes because he's got a guest coming up and wants to cover. But I really need to play these clips that we got for you that nobody else has even talked about. Megyn Kelly, the Russians had her over to host big forums and interview Putin. She told me about it 2 weeks ago, asked me not to tell anybody, but now the interview's out there. She just attacks him and, you know, just acts like a crazy person. And Putin just slams her down. Those clips are coming up. It's up on Infowars.com. And then we've got this, you know, cut the president's head off lady, Kathy Griffin, doubling down and saying she's a victim of men. They write her paychecks and the president should apologize to her. Then we found this quote of her in December, 6 months ago, saying, quote, "So I'm happy to deliver beat down to Donald Trump and also to Barron. You know, a lot of comics are going to go hard for Donald. My edge is I'm going to go direct for Barron. I'm going to get in ahead of the game." So she's now attacking Barron and the president in the fakest crying I've ever seen. I do think the left is committing suicide. I mean, these are the biggest spoiled brats. Mike Cernovich, what is going on?
Yeah, I love it. I love what Kathy Griffin did today. She did a great thing for the movement to show that they have no contrition, they have no human decency. She ranted and raved. So what had happened is that, as you knew, you found out that Kathy Griffin and liberals will bully an 11-year-old child. Rosie O'Donnell, remember she spread that video? Oh, Barron, he's autistic, trying to mock him, right?
Yes.
They all go after our children, which is what you have been saying for years and I've been saying for years. It's one thing. Well, I mean, look what the media did to you with your court battle and stuff. Your children will have to read that for years. I don't care if they come after me or you or anybody else, but they're going after our children.
And by the way, when I basically won the court battle, the children won. It's not even in the news.
Exactly. And that is because children aren't off limits now. Even in the mafia. Even in organized crime, you never go after another person's child. The left, they don't even have the ethics of the mafia.
That's because they're disconnected. It's not that the mafia are wimps. Why get people's kids in on it if they're not involved? Leave the kids out. Let men do the fighting. This is pussy world.
Yeah, when they don't have any morality. And this is what happens in a world without a mooring to God, to religion, to Western civilization, where they can't understand that, okay, adults who are in the game, you can go after them hard. Speaking of children, my
dog, we don't care.
Sean is going to come up and grab Syra. She wants to talk to the info
bring
warrior.
Her in here.
Yeah, we have a young info warrior there, right in the back. So that's the thing. They don't even think that children are off limits. Yeah, Alex, actually, we had Easter brunch with Syra.
That's that was sweetheart. Put her on TV. I got 3 daughters.
Yeah, Ryan saw this stuff was going on. So, you know, Syra got to meet the great Alex Jones. Yeah, the Kathy Griffin stuff, it showed that they've completely lost their minds. But here's an interesting thing I've heard from a lot of liberal people. A lot of them have said, you know what, Cernovich, you and Alex Jones and other people, we hate to admit it, but you guys are right that we've gone too far. And we really need to do something about these left-wing.
And it's not because they want to admit that they know it's hurting them. That's why they have Zarkaria coming out. It's why they've got the New York Times coming out where they have no whites weekends at colleges. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, they've gone too far, and now they're losing influence, and they can't win an election. Remember, they're 0-5, so the fake news media wants the info warriors to feel like we're the ones being beaten down and get in the bunkers. But there have been 5 special elections since Trump was elected.
Democrats have lost all five. And like you said, they have these bird doggers getting the guy's face. He froze them down. He got elected because he kicked the guy's ass.
Yeah. So they're 0-5. The fake news media is going, oh, my God, the Democrats are energized. The base is energized. No, they're not. They are completely losing the plot.
The Democrats are dead in the water, and Kathy Griffin is a signpost. He's their tombstone. We'll be back with Mike Cernovich.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for AutoShip, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Mike Cernovich, broadcasting worldwide.
Here's the deal. I wasn't brought up a liberal or a conservative. I was brought up somebody that wanted to live in America and be free. And I love the animating contest of liberty. And now you look at the bullying, terroristic left everywhere, every day saying kill Trump, murder his family. MSNBC analyst, we got to play that clip. I haven't played that in weeks, saying, blow up Trump Towers, ISIS, please. Let me tell you, you get on national TV and you ask a terrorist organization to hit something, you're now aiding and abetting them. That's what ISIS does, is use media. I would be arrested in a day, and I should be. But I don't. So they flip-flop and twist around how I want violence and how Cernovich wants it. We're hoping for peace, preparing for war. And I'm going to get out of here this segment. She's got a guest coming up, a lot to cover. But Kathy Griffin has come out and said, I'm so happy to deliver beat down to Donald Trump and also to Barron. You know, a lot of comics are going to go hard for Donald. My edge is that I'll go direct for Barron. I'm going to get in ahead of the game. She's got a press conference I'm going to play a few clips of here in just a moment. But Mike Cernovich, I don't want to be overconfident. I agree they're killing themselves politically. They're falling apart.
New York Times, Fareed Zakaria, Washington Post, are going, oh, we're being too vicious, we should back off, only because their own true spirit is discrediting them and they can't help it and they're getting more and more wild. But I almost like them openly saying they hate America and hate families and love Islam. At least they're not creeping around behind the scenes doing it. I don't think they can control themselves because this is losers in an existential battle for dominance and primacy when we all know betas trying to be dominant is the greatest train wreck history's ever seen. So how do you see this bizarre vomitorium moving forward?
Yeah, they show their true colors and their violent nature. And that is why, again, they've lost every special election that's happened since Trump has been elected. There's a major revolt against the power elite, and they're freaking out. So you're right. In a way, though, in a way, I'm not worried about us becoming complacent, because the great thing about the media lying about us is people are more fired up than ever. I mean, think about this for a minute. Like, when the Kathy Griffin thing happened, right away, we have a battle plan. T-shirts, contests, get people up there. MSM is terrorism, Infowars.com. We have our whole strategy laid out, so whenever the enemy attacks us, and I do think of this as war, every time the enemy attacks us now, we know right away how to go into a battle plan because they've been attacking us for so long. Meanwhile, they don't know how to respond to us. We're already
there.
That's
it. We haven't been on the offense forever. They don't. We're used to being attacked. They can't stand it. And the more they attack us, the stronger we get. They don't know what to do.
Exactly right. So now we're finally on the offensive. We said, you know what? Because you and me and others, we want free speech. But they all go after us. So we said, all right, if this is the way you really want to play it, we're going to get Kathy Griffin fired by CNN. We will make this happen. This has never been happened. Nobody in conventional conservative media, they're all trying to take credit for it. That was an InfoWarriors thing, an Alex Jones thing, a Cernovich thing, a social media, all the great people, which true is, that's why the credit, again, goes to everybody listening. Everybody picks up the telephone. Why is CNN hiring a terrorist? Why do they have somebody who supports ISIS on their show? If just me or you ranting and raving to the computer or to the radio,
it's
doesn't do anything.
It's the chain reaction of the audience, and their passion is an energy source that's unstoppable.
Yeah, Al Franken even pulled out of the Kathy Griffin show after you and I said we were going to hold a big protest. So maybe people, I know that you don't like to toot your own horn, and this isn't about ego. But what a lot of people don't know is that Al Franken had said, well, I don't care, I'm still going to do the event with Kathy Griffin. So then I tweeted out, all right, we're going to hold a big protest at this event on July 7th. The very next morning, he said, I don't want anything to do with this. I can't be with Kathy Griffin anymore. That was directly because we're going to hold protests. We're going to show up. If they want to support ISIS and terrorism against our president and support this death-like cult, then now we're going to show up with the protests, and they don't know how to react, so they're running afraid.
I've got a few clips here. I mean, the really juicy ones I played earlier. Did you see in her press conference with Allred's daughter where she sits there and goes, men write my paychecks. I've been abused. He needs to apologize. It's like Hillary. She won, and I don't want to bash women because this is men do this too today. But the culture says it's okay for women to do. It's disgusting where they never take responsibility. Hillary, you lost because you're a crime family. You're a pig. If the Democrats would have run a woman that was actually caring about the people, she would have beat Trump. Okay, I'll vote for a woman in a minute if she's a patriot. I supported Le Pen. I support, she's not perfect, but May is better than what we had over in the UK. Men don't care if it's women in charge as long as they're doing a good job.
Gabbard would have won.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was saying Tulsi Gabbard, if she had won, if the Democrats had run Tulsi Gabbard, that would have been a very scary election for the Trump people. So you're right. I know a lot of men who are hoping Tulsi Gabbard will run, but then the Clintons are trying to keep her up.
It's a no-brainer. When I look at a candidate, I care about the track record, what they do. I don't look, are they brown? Are they black? Are they a man? Are they a woman? I look, are they for freedom? And I'm so sick of the left claiming we're obsessed with what color somebody is or what's between their legs. I care about action. But getting back to the media, there is this thing where women are supposedly allowed to call for violence, whatever they want, and then get away with it. So they want the feminist deal where they can run around and be violent, but then have the chivalry where we don't then say you're in a man's world. No. Hillary is now on this new tour of blaming everybody but herself. What do you make of that?
Yeah, and that's been a problem for a long time. They call them cry bullies. Ben Garrison actually did a really hilarious cartoon of it where they'll come out and attack you, and then when you defend yourself, they cry, oh, my God, I can't believe it. We're being attacked. So Kathy Griffin created an ISIS terrorist message. That was a call to violence. That was a direct call of violence to all the people in ISIS who support Hollywood. And then when we fight back and get her fired from CNN, her shows have been canceled. She's been kicked out of many venues. Her career is, and we're still fighting. After what she did today, I talked to a bunch of my people, and I go, okay, you know, I think if Kathy Griffin issues an apology video to Barron, then we'll back off. But when she came on to video today and said she's going to keep attacking Barron and that she thinks it's funny to attack 11-year-old children, I realized that could be my children or your children or anybody listening, their children. So we're actually going to attack even more.
And we know what it is. They're doing it to threaten and mess with the family. And don't they get when you mess? It shows how disconnected they are. When you mess with people's kids, dumbass, the reason people don't do that is because they mean no truces ever happen after that. The reason mafias don't kill kids is because then they know the other side never gives up and never makes a deal, dumbass. Doesn't she understand now? She's made the president a personal enemy, and she better watch her ass. I wouldn't blame Trump if he did anything to her now.
Well, and she's made more important. Like, Don Jr.'s not letting up. Don Jr., I've never seen him this fired up. So, in a way, because I remember you and I, we had this conversation, and I said, you know, I'm glad from our perspective that the media has gone after Trump as bad as they are. And he said, well, why is that, Cernovich? You know, and I said, well, because now Trump realizes who has his back. And it's the InfoWarriors. It's you, me. It's the people, you know, Paul Joseph Watson.
It's not about us getting credit. He goes more hardcore with our worldview now. He understands Trump was already a patriot. And he realizes they're not going to compromise with me. I'm going to go hardcore with the real patriots. He now is going to be who he really is.
Exactly. That's why they pulled out of the Paris Accord, is he realized, well, wait a minute, every time I listen to Globalist Gary or Dina Habib Powell or these Goldman Sachs people, all I do is my own base, I alienate, and the liberals aren't going to like me anyway. That is what.
And that's why Bannon's back. What I heard is Bannon's back in the catbird seat, and that's why they're flipping out. Is that true?
Well, we want to be very careful what we say about Bannon, because if Bannon gets too much attention, that can cause a little bit of drama. But let's just say Bannon is laying low, but the Patriots should be very happy knowing that good things are happening.
Which is what you said 3 weeks ago and what my sources said. The gloves are coming off, and we just saw it.
Exactly. And that was why Trump pulled out of the Paris Accord, as he realized, okay, the media, they're going to go after my children. They hate me anyway. I might as well hate them back, and I might as well do what the Patriots want me to do and fight for the people who actually got them elected. So it's a beautiful thing. And going after Barron again, the Kathy Griffin thing today was, from my perspective, I'm glad she did it, because that shows the true face of modern liberalism. They'll go after children. They don't blame.
They love ISIS. They love to be violent. And they whine and bitch like they're victims in the middle of the display.
Exactly. And then halfway, and then they're emotionally erratic. So she's... 1 minute laughing, 1 minute crying. That's like a toddler. That's what, you know, my 6-month-old daughter will do, is 1 minute she's giggling and then crying, and then it's like a cry giggle. You know, you're a parent.
Yes.
Right? That's Kathy Griffin, a 56-year-old infant.
Man, I tell you, she's crazy. I played a bunch of these clips, but here's some of the other clips from the Kathy Griffin press conference.
No, cut the crap. This wouldn't be happening to a guy. This is a woman thing, all right? I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm sorry if you don't agree with me, but I live it. I'm 56 years old. Everywhere I play, there's a male promoter. There's a male who owns the theater. The people who sign my checks are white guys. They're used.
Sorry. Quoted you as saying that you were happy to deliver a beatdown to Donald Trump and also to Barron, and that you, quote, wanted to go down hard on Donald and go direct for Barron Trump.
When is this quote?
So, this is a quote.
Yeah, I said that in my act.
Okay.
Yeah.
She said that in her act. So she admits,
years ago.
So you admitted you're going after Barron Trump. Is that what this is all about, too?
I think a comic should be able to make fun of everybody. Like,
I apologize. My question was for Lisa.
Oh.
So are you aware that your client is trying to go after Barron Trump?
Okay, so that's a ridiculous, misleading question. And she hasn't said a single word here today about Barron. She was talking about something from a comedy act from years ago.
She's playing the part of it. No, it was last year, 6 months ago.
Let me talk about this issue of children, okay? We can have edgy comics in America. Comics can say things that are not appropriate for children. Comics can create images that are not appropriate for children. Many things on the news are not appropriate for children. I'm a parent of two adult children and a teenage foster son. It is my job as a parent to filter out what is appropriate for my children. It is not the job of a comic to filter everything down to the
left. Yeah, the left gets all their speech, but nobody else does.
She gets to make the comedy and the art that she wants to make. And the
can we go back to the clip we played earlier today where she totally cries?
No.
News organization can block out, Trump can block out every news organization tweeting out this photo.
You know what? There's a lot of disgusting stuff about Trump on the news every day, like the fact that he's making us the laughing stock of the world.
Why would she go after Barrett?
Okay, you know what? There are other people here.
He's making us the laughing stock. These are pathetic slugs going, knowing the corporate media wants to destroy Trump, throwing themselves on the altar of the system, hoping the system gives them attention. They don't get they came a dollar day, a dollar short and a day late. I mean, they're here just these two narcissistic, bubble bees up there on TV just hoping for attention. And all they're getting is their own destruction, Mike.
Oh, and that's why I'm glad. And that's, again, why I support free speech. I'm glad they did that because I want the whole country to look at least they went naked 5 years ago. I want that nasty attitude, that terrible attitude of the typical Hillary Clinton supporter where they can't talk in a civilized manner. They can't
They so arrogant? Why are they? Because they are so arrogant.
Because they've had their boot on the necks of America for 20 years. You know what it's like. We can't go out anywhere in public without security. If you and I want to have a meetup and just meet people and talk to people, we have to have third-party security there because that is how the violent the left is. And they thought that they had us beat down, not realizing that made us realize this is a fight for our life, for our children's lives, and we're going to fight that much harder. And now Trump realizes it too. They literally want to murder him. Kathy Griffin literally wants to murder Barron Trump. That is modern liberalism today.
Well, they certainly demonize him. Other public. I don't know why they went for Kathy Griffin, quite frankly. She just has the bloody head and looks like ISIS sympathy. What about all the other clips where, you've seen it where CNBC, MSNBC hosts say, please blow up his Trump Towers, ISIS, and reporters, LA Times, New York Times all say, let's kill Trump. I'm going to murder Trump. They're organizing it.
Yeah, actually, a counterterrorism specialist, there he is, Malcolm Nance, he actually said that, yeah, I think let's have a contest on which Trump hotel will be the first terrorist attack thing. Ha, 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 isn't that funny? Terrorism, innocent people die, innocent people murdered. That is what that's why the contest going on right now. The real play isn't Kathy Griffin. The real play is for people to get those T-shirts and get on camera and say MSM is terrorism, Infowars.com is the truth. The media are the terrorists. The media is ISIS. CNN is ISIS. That's why people got to grab those shirts, which, there's no real money in that. Those are discounted.
Sure. And you can make your own poster, make your own design. We have the MP3s. In fact, you had the idea a few days ago, that night it happened, I guess Tuesday night or whatever it was, Wednesday night, to do the contest. So I did it. But I think beyond Kathy Griffin saying, CNN terrorist, I agree. And I've already got new T-shirts coming out and new JPEGs. Just saying MSM, is terrorism. Or CNN, fake news show. The contest is fake news. MSM is terrorism. MSM is the enemy. As Trump says, MSM is the enemy of America. So MSM is the enemy of America. Infowars.com. $1,000. Get it on TV, national TV. Get the audio out repeatedly. $2,500. I want to pay this money out, folks. But it isn't about the money. It's about the fun of the first. You know what? I think I'm going to say this right now just to make it. It may have already happened because I got a limited crew checking the emails and stuff. Because last time it took 3-4 days to do it. Has somebody done this yet on national TV, Cernovich?
I haven't heard yet either. And that's good. Maybe the first person who does it. As of right now, 3:23 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, maybe double the prize for the first person who does it.
No. It's $10,000.
Wow.
We're on the same page. We must trigger the chain reaction. The first person that gets MSM is fake news, enemy of America, Infowars.com out with audio gets 10,000. First person to do it just with one of these Kathy Griffin as a terrorist, MSM as a terrorist, Infowars.com, Real News, whatever. It's 1,000. It isn't about the money. It's about taking action, getting off the bench. And, folks, you can get on local news. It'll end up being on national news, and then that counts. I paid out a bunch of those where you hit local news. Look how there's probably a billion views online. The first reporter out there on a live feed doesn't know he's live. And he says, I don't care if she's 20. You know, I'm such and such writing her, such and such. Now, that's crude. You don't like it, whatever. I wouldn't do it. He got fired, though. Didn't know he was live. So a local comedian got mad, did it twice on live TV. Now it's happening all over the world. Billions of views for something that's funny, but it doesn't do anything to say, yeah, there was a flood here today, and I was worried about it and saw the wreckage flying by. That's why I have to write them. That doesn't matter. Saying Bill Clinton's a rapist, saying Trump's a hero, fake news is the enemy of America, Kathy Griffin, is terrorizing America, Infowars.com. That affects change and shakes them up, and it's a chain reaction. It's about getting the public to realize the power you have to take action. Mike Cernovich.
No, exactly right. And it's a show of force. Ultimately, what we have, we have.
That's it. It's a show of force.
Right. We need to show people we're going to come to your events. The people do support us. This isn't a passive audience that just sits
around. You want to bully us? You want to terrorize us on the street with our kids? Hey, that's your issue. We're going to go legally and lawfully to outdoor live events, and we're going to peacefully take it over. We're going to go to your live Democratic mics. We're going to go to your comedy clubs. We are going to stand back up against you at the hour and time of our choosing.
Exactly. And wow, $10,000 is amazing. That is an amazing award. That'll get things popping. And that is a very powerful show for us. And also to let people know you're not going to bully us. You're not going to silence us. All these people coming after you every day, beleaguered every day. Every day they're lying about us, fabricating us. George Soros, they monitor everything that we say or do, which is kind of funny. It's kind of like why I like doing the show with you. I like doing it by myself, but with you it's funny because then the Soros people transcribe the entire thing, and then 5 minutes later, Media Matters is going, oh, my God, here's what they talked about today, these terrible people, even though we really
aren't. Did you see where Maxine Waters went? This is not an edited quote. She said, it's horrible. They go. They have American flags. They're happy. They're cheering. We can't allow this. This is extreme. This is bad. And the reporter goes, it's bad to have American flags and be happy? She goes, yes. I mean, you talk about a loon bat, man. She doesn't want us to have American flags and be happy?
Well, we've gone to protests. You never see an American flag in a Democrat event. You never see – they burn them unless they're burning
them. You see the one with Merkel where somebody had a German flag and she grabbed it like it was dirty?
Yeah, that was the best video ever. Yeah, so somebody tried to bring a German flag.
Paul Watson's tweets if you want to find it, guys. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, she grabbed it and threw it away and said, no, you can't do this. We're globalists. And speaking of which – did you see where the EU president tried to tell Trump that he couldn't leave the Paris Agreement a couple days before he did? And they're so snide, and he goes, I tried to explain to Trump in clear German sentences that you can't just leave the agreement. And I thought, man, these people are disgusting. I feel really bad for our international listeners.
Yeah, that's Juncker, the unelected dictator of the EU, threatening our president. It's like, who could make up? Like, everybody says Nazi this, Nazi that. Juncker is literally the heir to the Nazi stolen fortune of Luxembourg. I mean, out of a movie. So we got Trump hugging the American flag. We have Merkel seizing a German flag and grabs it and drags it away.
Yeah, they hate America. And speaking of which, this is a little bit related too, is that Turkish basketball player, his dad was just arrested by Turkish thugs in Turkey. And if you think about it, there's no freedom in Turkey. But the globalists wanted us, the Americans, to go to war with Russia to defend NATO ally Turkey. I mean, can you believe it that we're supposed – yeah, exactly. Father of Turkey Star detained in the investigation. And the globalists are telling us that in America we have a treaty obligation to defend Turkey if Russia ever goes into Turkey. And you think, who are these sick people?
Wow. Mike Cernovich, I want you to take over after this break. If you want to play the club, I've got her crying, all the fake crying, but I got a guest coming up. So you cover that if you want, but great job, my friend. Can't wait till you're on 5 days a week. The next month and a half, I'm going to get that set up. I'm working on that today. Thank you, Mike Cernovich. Briefly, we're under attack in more ways than one. I'm not complaining. You should know. If you want to support the fight against the New World Order, we sell books, videos, T-shirts, non-GMO heirloom seeds, water filtration, and supplements that are the very best. And at very low prices, and we're running some of the biggest specials ever on colloidal silver. It is the biggest ever. 65% off. Sign up for auto ship. Additional 10% off. BrainForce, 47% off. Additional 10% for auto ship. InfoWarsStore.com or 888 253-3139. And we need your financial support now more than ever. Plus, these are great products. Be sure and check them out. And 25% off on auto ship. You sign up for Emirates Essentials, shampoo, sunscreen, bug spray. It's all organic. It's a top national brand that collects its private label. It's a godsend. Find out about Emirates Essentials. We're going to end that 25% off very soon on Emirates Essentials at InfoWarsStore.com. Mike Cernovich, the Raging Bull of Liberty, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are loss leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
And we're back. Mike Cernovich hosting Sports Hour for four. Twitter.com/CERNOVICH. Twitter/Cernovich. Today we're going to cover a story that the MSM does not want you to hear about. They do not want you to know about. The story is about the Awan brothers. They had higher level security than Seth Rich had, actually. They were the IT directors for the Democrats, for Deborah Wasserman Schultz, and for the entire Democrat Congress. In that capacity, they had access to all of the emails sent to and from Congress. This should be a headline story. We always talk about collusion. We always talk about foreign influence in the fake news media. They're always talking about what are these foreign governments trying to do? Well, there are actually two people with the highest level privileges and access to every email. They were the Awan brothers, major national security threat, major, major terrorist threat. They had connections to terrorist organizations. The Democrats are trying to obstruct justice and trying to shut it down. So we have brought on a special guest today, George Webb, who has been following this story very closely. So, George, I'll just say hello to you and then let you kind of talk about the Awan brothers story and tell us what you've been finding.
Sure. Well, it's like Woodward and Bernstein now with the so I'm George Webb, and this is Jason Goodman of Crowdsource the Truth. So you got both of us. Two for one, Mike.
Right.
So the Awan brothers is a simple story. It's basically Debbie Wasserman Schultz running a spy ring in Congress. Now, the interesting reporting that we do with going out on the Internet is we get people to search with us and for us, and then I am kind of a stenographer and push back the intelligence out to people for more detailed searches. So we just kind of go down in a level. You know, we start at 30,000 feet, we bring it in for a landing on every topic. Crowdsource the Truth is a discussion area where we discuss those and we weigh the kind of like weighing the evidence sort of thing. So everything we take in, we go through a vetting process and on Crowdsource the Truth. And I'm out there basically collecting, and Jason's running the New York studio here in Chelsea. And the things that we found beyond these Daily Caller story, Luke Rosiak's done great reporting on these four. Well, there's going to be six in total Awans if you count wives.
And okay, so let me interrupt you for a second, my good friend. When you say Deborah Wasserman, we need to take a big step back. When you say Deborah Wasserman Schultz was running a spy ring in Congress, that is not the kind of thing we just say and then move on. That is a nuclear direct truth bomb, if it is true. So let's go back to what you initially said. You claimed that Deborah Wasserman Schultz was running a spy ring in Congress. So what evidence do we have to support that?
Well, our best evidence comes from James Comey himself saying that the mechanism that how it's done is with a BlackBerry syncing to a laptop. And this is how Huma got her emails to Anthony Weiner's laptop. So all they did is just reproduce that for, let's say, about 80 to 150 members of Congress, and we don't really know how many. Now, the other part of this that people are going to find maybe either funny or surprising is Anthony Weiner played that role with the Awan brothers before Debbie Wasserman took over that role. And everyone thinks of Anthony Weiner as kind of this guy with a problem, but he's actually running that spy ring before Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Well, I believe that to be true, but what evidence do we have, I guess, would be my claim. So there's a lot of people keep in mind when we say the Awan brothers, as you know, if Trump tweets a typo on Twitter, that is on every cable news station in the world. But there are a lot of people watching and listening are saying, well, wait a minute. I've never heard of the Awan brothers. What is that even about?
Okay. So there are six people that are employed in the Congress, all making $160,000 or in that neighborhood, which is right at the top end of Congress. You can go to InsideGov right now and look up and search for the name Awan, and you'll see the six names. Now, two of them are wives, so that it's Hina Alvi, A-L-V-I, or you can look up Natalia Sova, S-O-V-A. Okay. Now, the True Pundit has reported the burglaries that the Awan brothers did, the 20 different burglaries they did. The New York Post has also reported on this, as well as I mentioned Wayne Rosiak, the Daily Caller. Marita Bartoloma at Fox had this. Varney had it. Dobbs, I think, had it. What we've done is basically gone forward from there with in-depth searches and found out different companies they've worked for in Congress. I've developed sources in the Congress. I know you're a White House correspondent now, Mike, so congratulations on that. And so I have a mole in Congress, but I've been given a lot of information that Imran worked for a company called Inter-American. The CIA wink there is Enter America, but I'll cover that later with my audience. But basically through visas and passports, getting these these foreign nationals into Congress in a kind of a quasi-congressional role and then moving them into being House staffers. And these are guys nobody ever sees in Congress. I was all on Capitol Hill about last Jason and I were there at least 7 days talking to everybody. Jason had an ambush interview with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She didn't know who the Juan Brothers was.
Oh, apparently not. She didn't have much to say about it.
Yeah. But, you know, the other thing that, Mike, you're asking about evidence, I think certainly Debbie Wasserman Schultz's own behavior is an indicator that this is a serious issue. We saw in the news, in her own words, there's video of her threatening the chief of the Capitol Police to return what is evidence in a criminal investigation, multiple laptops that were stolen from various congressional offices.
And Blackberries.
Now, I believe that if people haven't seen the video of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, there it is, threatening the Verda Rosa, who's the Capitol Police down there on D Street, she goes right into it. She threatens his budget three times because she sits on the committee that funds his budget. And then you have her at the end saying there will be consequences. But if that wasn't enough, she just had the chief administrative officer come. The three guys that gave the Awans their top secret clearance or their clearances and gave them their IT credentials. And you can watch that video of her blaming them. Now, she's the person who gave Imran Awan her laptop and her password. And this isn't just email going back and forth. These are people that sit on some of the most sensitive committees in the Congress. House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, DHS, and Foreign Affairs. Like Andre Carson, Becerra, Jackie Speier, Swalwell, who we saw in the hall and had a small army around him. We went to Devin Nunes' office to try to promote this. So we were trying to get, you could just feel it. You could feel it that this story was about ready to break. I have mountains of evidence, 700 videos out there if people want to look at all the evidence.
Yeah, and those are on the George Webb YouTube channel, which is essentially sort of like a raw intelligence feed every day.
It's kind of like what an editor would see coming back from a reporter coming back in from the field. And then Jason, kind of on Crowdsource the Truth, we talk about the evidence. For instance, we got a thumb drive that may have been Seth Rich's thumb drive.
Well, we could.
I said may. I used big capital letters, may. But it was from Bernie people up in Boston that worked with the NGP band software that Seth worked for. We've talked to experts in Australia who say that, yes, during backups, I could go look at Bernie data and Bernie could go look at my data. They even accused Bernie of looking at their data in December of 2015. He confirmed that during the backup process, and the process had control of all the files, that this data was swipeable, I guess, or hackable. It was visible to all users. And Seth Rich was pissed. I mean, that's the bottom line.
You know, and just to clarify, Mike, this is not George making these claims. D.C. Capitol Police consider the Awan brothers suspects in burglaries and hacking of the House of Representatives. And we've spoken to experts. We, just earlier this week, George and I went and did what I can really only categorize as sort of like an intelligence assessment with Dr. Corsi, all about how this NGP van system works. And what it is it's a database that's essentially a continuous accumulation of data from the time it was installed up until today. So when we say that the data dump that we just released last night on various Google Drive accounts that have already been taken down, not by us, but someone who has access to our Google Drive accounts, you know, that NGP van system would contain data that would have been leaked by Seth Rich and additional data since then, because it just keeps adding more and more data to it. And what we do with Crowdsource the Truth is we push George's raw intelligence out to the open source community, and we are already getting back some incredible assessments from IT people, people with legal experience, doctors. It has proven to be an incredibly powerful method.
In analyzing the intelligence, for instance, that Jason did with Rod Wheeler, we had him for a photo shoot, and both of us interviewed him. We went through an intelligence assessment of every piece of evidence, and we really came up with only two pieces of evidence that we know for sure. We push all the testimony of humans aside, and we start with the metadata. What are the two facts? It's the same thing that Kim.com tweeted about, and he put part of the file name out there. One is the FBI confiscated Seth Rich's phone. The other one is they confiscated his laptop. Now, the third bombshell that Rod dropped on us was there may be an FBI bullet, and that would have gone into a secure evidence bag as well. And the fourth thing that came from our law enforcement community is there's no way that story with the gun, getting the long gun out of the FBI car, there's no way it can possibly be true because there's an electronic tumbler. You have to hit a switch to enact the tumbler to get the long rifle out. The gun is usually going to be on the hip of the FBI agent. And then the secure phone, all DC communications and Capitol Police communications are encrypted. The encrypted phone is going to be in a secure lockbox as well with the trip that you have to know how to press. You have to know. So this idea that somehow this, somebody got into the FBI car and that's how they shot Seth Rich is really quite a stretch. Again, metadata. We focus on the metadata.
Yeah, the Seth Rich thing is definitely a different conversation for another day. I want to talk. Yeah, the Awan brothers, I think, is a massive story because right now the fake news media is going into overdrive to get everybody to quit talking about it. I'm going to read you a quote from the Newsweek right now. So Newsweek just published an article. The far right's fake news story of the week was hijacked by the tragic death of Baranthan and Wisenet. So they're trying to say in Newsweek and other fake news outlets that the Awan brothers is not a real story. And yet in this very article, they admit that the Awan brothers stole data. But what they're trying to say is, here, I'll read the paragraph. Among those who were the victims of the Awan brothers' data theft was Wasserman Schultz, the former D.C. head. There was as many as 80 members may have been targets of the AWANs who are now the subjects of a criminal probe. So what fascinates me about that paragraph is if Wasserman Schultz is a crime victim, why did she tell the Capitol Police that she was going to defund them and get people fired if they investigated the crime? So what would your reaction to be to the fake news narrative that Deborah Wasserman Schultz was actually a victim of the AWAN brothers?
Michael, looks like we lost him.
Okay, yeah, so that's what's interesting. We were just talking to George Webb and I believe John Goodman about the Awan brothers. So that's what I find fascinating is right. That's how you know that you're over the target. Right now in Newsweek, they're literally trying to claim that the Awan brothers story is a fake news story. Okay, so you guys are back, so react to that.
Mike, Debbie Wasserman Schultz's own behavior is the real indicator right there. How can someone threaten the police to give back evidence in a criminal investigation? So my direct reporting is I went to D.C., I knocked on the 12 homes associated with Imran Awan. The last home I went to was in Lorton, Virginia, 9667 Hawks Head Drive. I knock on the door. A Marine answers the door. I say, you know Imran Awan? He says, no. He says, yes, but he didn't say his name, Imran Awan. He said his name was Alex. I said, is he the person who rented you the home? Yes. He rented it through my wife, Hina Alvi. Now, both of them have fled Pakistan, according to news reports. But then I said, is there anything strange you noticed in the house? And he said, yes. There was a pile of Blackberries, and there was three or four laptops. And I said, well, there's anything interesting about those laptops, you know, or is he just collect Blackberries? He goes, yeah. They had state markings. They had markings, U.S. government asset tag markings. And in later videos, I show what a congressional marking looks like. And he said that he called the police. He called the FBI. The FBI came over and got the Blackberries and came over and got the laptops. Now, he's out of the Marines now, but his wife still works. His name is Andre Taggart. It's again on my channel, T-A-G-G-A-R-P. His wife's in the Navy, so NCIS, which is the investigative body of the Office of Naval Intelligence, came over and interviewed his wife. The
because they were concerned that maybe she had stolen these BlackBerries, these congressional BlackBerries and laptops. Okay? So, again, not me, Andre Taggart. I was in conversation all that night with Luke Rosiak, so I have the text to prove it. And so the third thing he said was it's been relegated to the Capitol Police, and the Capitol Police have those laptops and have those BlackBerries. Now, Debbie Wasserman Schultz keeps proving my case for me. She keeps calling these people on the carpet and blaming them for something she did. And I almost want to go watch her because she's going to prove it for me.
Yeah, she's really the one who's giving all the evidence. You know, the other thing that's worth mentioning, Mike, it's not Jason and George who are saying this stuff. The Juan brothers' own stepmother filed a police report in which she accused them of threatening her with kidnapping her relatives in Pakistan, and they hacked her cell phone. This is all coming from her, not us.
She's a Pakistani, so this is an anti-Pakistani thing or an anti-Muslim thing at all. I have fought for Muslim civil rights in the past against Andrew McKay, the current director of the FBI. If you look at the Portland Christmas tree bomber case, so let's just put the anti-Muslim thing aside. We had an Albanian Muslim come up to us on the street when we went over to report on David Petraeus speaking at the 92nd Street Y, and he said, I want to get my picture with you. So.
All right, well, thanks, guys, for having you on. We might be able to carry it over to the next segment.
Okay.
But we're about to go on break. That was a great 18-minute primer of the Awan brothers. As those of you listening get the vibe, this is a huge story. The fake news media does not want you to know about it, so we'll come back after the break.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off coil silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big time. Big time. And we're back. Mike Skirmish. Fourth hour final segment, twitter.com/CERNOVICH. Before we go into there, I thought it would be good to talk about how we pulled out of the Paris Accord and how that relates to sunscreen. Now, a lot of you are going to say, well, wait. This doesn't make any sense. I'll tell you why. Right now, there's a very new powerful sunscreen by InfoWars that has zinc oxide. Well, a lot of people don't realize, especially younger people, is that when I was a kid, the so-called scientists and experts said there's a hole in the ozone layer and you better put on sunscreen or else you're all going to die of skin cancer. Well, as it turns out, that goop, that crap that you smear all over and it looks gross, I don't even know what it is, like saliva or something like that, that actually can accelerate and cause skin cancer. The only skin care products I use for sunscreen, they all contain zinc oxide because that reflects some of the harmful UV rays. So we want everybody, that's what people got to understand, is even though we cover the news, even though we cover a lot of the threats to America, we want you to be healthy, wealthy, wise. We don't want you using products that are poison and full of toxins, the traditional kind of goop stuff. So make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get rid of these chemical products that you buy at the supermarket. You're funding the InfoWar. You're also taking care of yourself, and you're making your family clean and healthy. So with that, I mean, that's great. That's what I use, the zinc oxide stuff. It really is the truth, and I'm glad Alex finally has that because now I can buy my sunscreen from him rather than some, you know, corporation. But the final segment, we just have a couple more minutes, and the Awan Brothers story is so important that we could talk about this for hours and hours and hours, but there's a paragraph I wanted to read out of Newsweek. So Newsweek is calling the Awan Brothers fake news. But even in their article criticizing us, there's a line there. They go, Wasserman Schultz, for some reason, retained Awan in an advisory capacity even after the Capitol Police investigation and the Awan family seemed to be ramping up. Whoa. Hold on a second. If the Awan Brothers story is fake news and there's nothing to see here, and Deborah Wasserman Schultz is just a poor, helpless crime victim, why was she paying money to criminal suspects? Why is she trying to shut down the investigation? The fake news media, they're really running scared here. They don't want you to know this story. So make sure when this video goes on the Alex Jones YouTube channel, clip it, snip it, put it in your social media, put it all over, share these articles, blast them out, because that's why they want to shut us down. Newsweek is literally calling it fake news, even though there's a criminal investigation, and even though Wasserman Schultz paid criminals after they were being investigated for sharing top secret emails to Islamic terrorist groups. So we got just 90 seconds. George Webb, Jason Goodman, what is your final parting shot to the truth warriors at home who really want to know what is going on?
Well, really, it's leveraging more media, and thank you, Mike, for this opportunity. We send everything, and I have been sending things to WikiLeaks for a long time. I'm TruthLeaks on Twitter, even before the WikiLeaks network and the WikiLeaks founders all died, the top three, I was involved in getting them information with thumb drives. So this thumb drive thing isn't new. And the Awan Brothers in Washington, D.C. are not new. Go back to Inter-America, and I can't remember Juan Gutierrez. And he says right in the article, we provide people from other countries to come into the U.S. This is an old story, to do the laptops and Blackberries. So, Mike, we're developing a bunch of other stories about how they got their visas and things that tie the Awan Brothers to potential hacking of the NGP van system, the voter database. So there's not any shortage of evidence, and there's a lot more to come out of this story.
Thanks so much. We will definitely be covering this more. Thanks for coming, guys. Everybody, thank you for listening. Mike Cernovich, get those cleaning products that aren't loaded with the crap. Get the good stuff from InfoWarsStore.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.